Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The Wake Up Call. Gavin, Katie, and Ray.
Oh my God, people are texting in! Morning, you stupid idiot.
106.5, the end.
Twice every morning we do Gavin's phone scams. Happens at 6:10 and 8:10. And we got him up on the radio.com app. What do you got today?
Laisha asked me to phone scam her boyfriend, LJ. And LJ is a roofer. He owns a roofing company. And I am calling because there was a mishap on my roof while taking down Christmas decorations. And it involves my son.
It's Gavin's phone scam on the Wake Up Call.
Hello.
Hi, is this a roofer?
Yes, it is. This is LJ.
That's the name of your company?
Pretty much, it just runs under me. And if you call me on my personal cell, you got me direct. So somebody recommended highly. So.
Okay, and this is the company is LJ or you are LJ?
I am LJ. This is my company.
Oh, perfect.
Is there anything I can do for you this morning?
Yes. My name is Raul, and I live in Roseville, and I got an emergency situation that I need some help with. My son went up on our roof to take some of our Christmas decorations down, and he fell through. My son fell through. He fell through the roof. Now we didn't have the best roof to begin with. It did need to be repaired, but it also isn't helped that my son is fat as a cow. So he's currently up there, and it's, you know, he keeps saying that he's cold.
Wait a minute. Your son is stuck in the roof. Right now.
He's up there right now. Yeah, I can't get him down. I went in, and then I tried to I found his feet, and I tried pushing his feet out, but he's...
You sure you want to call me to do the roofing? You don't want to call the fire department for something like that?
Well, I don't know what they're going to do. They're not roofing experts. I don't want to do more damage to the roof than we already have. So I tried pushing his feet, but he's so fat, I can't get any leverage up there. I knew he was going to screw this up. I just knew it. When I told him, get up there and take some of the decorations down, there was something in my head that said, oh, my God, Jake is not going to come back from this.
This is crazy. Your son is currently stuck in the roof right now.
Yeah, yeah. You'll know.
And you're calling me.
I'm calling you.
It sounds like you need more help than I can provide. But whatever I can do, you know, I'm going to have to charge you extra. I mean, if you want me to come out there and pull your son out, I got my crew. We can go out there and we can pull him out. But, you know, I'm going to have to charge you more.
That's fine. But you're going to need how many people are in your crew? Because he's fat. He's going to need a lot of people.
I don't think he's going to need that many of us. We're pretty big ourselves.
How many guys do you think you can bring?
I can bring about 4 or 5, but I tell you right now, you probably might need only 2 of us.
No, that's enough.
You got the money. You can have me come out there. We'll be out there within 20 minutes.
You can be out here in Roseville in 20 minutes. I mean, you don't have to rush it. I mean, he's up. He deserves it. Listen, he got up there, and I said, Jake, I said, if you're going to do this, then you know the good spots of the roof to step. And he didn't listen to me. We had an inflatable up there of Santa Claus and a helicopter, which I know. That's stupid.
Crazy.
It is crazy. That's stupid. He doesn't take a helicopter. He takes a sleigh. But I said, Jake, make sure that you get it out. Don't just pull it. And he pulled it. And when he pulled it, his foot slipped and he kind of jumped a little bit. And he's so big and fat that he fell right through. And that's what happened. And now he can't get out. He's up there. It's up to his armpits. And he's not strong enough to push himself up. Like, if you ever filled a water balloon, but not with water, if you filled it with, like, kind of like goopy sand, that's what the consistency of my son's body is. It's basically just like a water balloon filled with gack.
Jeez, you know what? While your son is up there, man, he might want to help us do the repair, too.
Is he qualified to do that? Are you sure?
As long as he doesn't move around, he can help us put the shingles up there while he's stuck. I mean, I can pull him out, but if we're pulling him out, he might as well be up there helping us out at the same time, and it'll save you on costs.
I love that. I love it. Yeah. I mean, he's not very good at, frankly, anything, so that's not a bad idea. Maybe you could teach him.
All right, so what I need from you right now is I need your address. I'll show up right now with 4 or 5 of my guys in the crew. We'll bring out the equipment. We'll pull out the heavy guns, and we'll pull your fat son out of the roof. I think after that, you should put your son on some kind of program where he should lose weight. And
I love
it. And if anything else, he can come to work for me.
Yeah, I live right off of Market Street in Roseville. Just come on down here. We're the only house with a fat kid in the roof, okay?
I got you. And what I'd like also, man, is I want to make sure that you got cash or you got a check ready for me that'll go through the bank.
I'll go to the ATM right now. Let me tell you one more thing, LJ. None of this has been real, and my name's Gavin. You're on a morning radio show called The Wake Up Call, and this is a prank phone call called a phone scam.
Oh, my goodness, man.
Want Gavin to scam someone you know? Email phonescam@endonline.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.